Opinions expressed in this episode are personal. They do not necessarily reflect the views of this streaming platform.
Good day, wonderful people, and welcome to another edition of Let's Be Diverse. I am your host, Andrew Stout. This episode is dedicated to all my loved ones who have supported me through this journey. Those who have left us will always be in our hearts and will never be forgotten. Today, in our episode, we're going to be discussing why your background isn't holding you back. I am super honored and excited to have as my guest today, Jody Wilding. Jody, welcome to the show. So happy to have you on here today.
Thank you, Andrew. It's great to be here. I'm excited to have this conversation with you.
I am with you as well. How are things going with you, Jody? What's new? Give us the tea, the deets, give us it all. What's going on?
Things are great. The weather's finally getting warmer. Life is good.
Life is good.
Where you are.
Things are good. Things are getting busier and busier all the time. Sometimes I don't know where the days go. I sit down to start doing some stuff, and then the next thing you know, it's 4 o'clock. It just whips by. But I'm in the zone. Yeah, but other than that, it's very exciting. There's some exciting times and things to be excited about. So can't go wrong with that.
No, I love to hear that.
So before we begin, Jody, I always have a fun, thought-provoking question for my guests to get started. Are you ready for yours today?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
So my question for you is, what Guinness Book world record would you like to break?
Interesting question. What would I like to break? Oh my goodness. Like, if I was just to imagine anything at all possible, like even if it's not in my realm of possibility?
Absolutely. Anything.
Ooh, I think it would be like something to do with athletics.
Okay.
I'm pretty competitive, but I'm like, okay, what sport would that be? Maybe like a surfing one. I really like surfing. But that's like really out of the box kind of thing. Yeah.
So like maybe like staying on the surfboard the longest, if it was a Guinness Book World Record.
Because I don't know if it would be biggest wave. I mean, that would be pretty incredible, like to break one of the records for the largest wave surf. That would be facing my fears for sure if I were to break that record. So that could be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool. And I could definitely see you doing that. That would be pretty awesome. You'll have to let me know when you decide you want to do it. I'll make sure to bring the video camera and everything ready to go.
Exactly. You'll see me at Nazaré in Portugal just doing it up there.
Well, I appreciate you having fun with me, Jody. Why don't we start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself, and also want to hear about your why.
Sure. That sounds great. So my background. So I was a nurse. In my 20s, I was kind of very unconventional, and I tried a lot of different things. I was in real estate. I worked as a producer's assistant. I did everything, like dog sledding, gardening, a lot of service work, caring for people, like support work. So the natural sort of evolution was to go into nursing. So my late 20s, I went to school, I became a nurse. And so really I've worked in healthcare for like over a decade, probably like 15 years. I was in healthcare in different capacities. I loved it. I loved my patients. I loved the identity of a nurse, like saying a nurse, I felt very proud. But I would say that it just never felt right. I never really felt the place that I belonged. I always felt that there was something more and that I wasn't really using my strengths or reaching my full potential or really doing what I was capable of. And so I started exploring different things. Coaching was always kind of there, this nudge. And so finally I listened to it. And I guess it was during COVID when I finally did my certification in coaching and became a coach and started my entrepreneurial journey. So it's been about 4 or 5 years of this wild roller coaster of an entrepreneur and coach. And I'd have to say I really love it. I feel like I'm able to now just really use my strengths, and I'm in my zone. And so I love what I do these days. And I would say that kind of brings me to my why. My why really is I think I spent time not in that zone and playing small and underestimating my value and my worth and really following the path that I wanted to be following or that I could be following and stepping into my own version of of success in life. And so now I like to just really help other people, you know, actualize their potential. And I think when we unleash our creativity and those unique talents and things that we have, when we really hone in on that, then that's when we become magnetic and abundant and really can make an impact. Mm-hmm. So that's what really gets me excited.
Well, I have to say, being in healthcare and in going to coaching, I'd imagine that the caring and compassionate nature that you learned from being in healthcare has helped you in the coaching aspect, because you are dealing with people who, like you say, are in some cases, I would imagine, down and out, down in their luck, not knowing what direction they're going to go in or what direction to go in, having that sympathetic and compassionate nature from being in the healthcare industry helped you to move towards that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, yeah, just understanding people. And, you know, I saw people, I worked in healthcare, I worked with people from beginning of life, like delivering babies, to end of life and everything in between. So I really saw humans at all stages of life, right? Mm-hmm. And at their most vulnerable. And so I really just got to understand humans and how we work and those needs that we're all trying to really. So yeah, I think it really does transfer over into what I'm doing now, although it really didn't always feel that way. And I've definitely gone back and forth with that in my own mind along.
So today we're going to be talking about our backgrounds. My question to you is, why do you think our backgrounds hold us back? Because what you just said was a segue into that. So I thought, let's get into it.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, society kind of leads us to believe, or from an early age, we're sort of programmed to believe that there's this right path to success, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's these certain checkbox that you follow, and that's going to lead to that successful, fulfilling, happy life. So I think that's part of it. What I've observed is that people who are feeling really stuck are often those who follow that, like that right path, right? And I think there's these, you know, if I was to kind of whittle it down, and when I think about just my own journey, there's those three core beliefs, right? One is that linear path, but life doesn't really work like that, right? And so my path from like nursing to entrepreneurship, that was definitely not linear. And I know I definitely had a lot of looks from people like, really? Like, how does that kind of connect? And like, that's kind of an odd jump where I don't really see it like that. And we can get into that after. But I think also too, the credential trap, I think we think we need more credentials, more education, more knowledge, and we really undervalue our experiences up until this point and the skills that we already have. We get kind of caught up in this, like, I need more knowledge, more skills, more experience, and really undervalue that. And then, of course, the comparison, right? The comparison complex of like looking at others and thinking, well, I mean, they're doing it this way, so that must be the way to do it. And we try and emulate their way. But again, I really believe and see now that there really is no one path, and that what works for you isn't necessarily going to work for me or be my way, right? And so I think it's really important to recognize that and bring out our own talents and experiences and really trust ourselves. I think it really does come down to that deeper trust, which has been a big part of my journey too, is really just tuning out that noise and trusting my own instincts and intuition and following that, which isn't easy.
It certainly isn't. And you talked a little bit about it. And what made me think while you were speaking was that assumption factor. So you were talking about people that you saw that have made it or got to the summit of what they were looking for. And you assumed that they were happy because they made it. And then they contact you down the road because they see what you were doing. And they tell you like, hey, listen, what you're doing is amazing. And I really admire that. I wish that I did that. And you go, well, what do you mean you wish you did that? You've got everything that you wanted. And they're like, yes, but I'll be honest with you, I'm really not happy with where I'm at this stage of the game. And I wish that I had the confidence to do and build what you're doing right now. So I think when we look at somebody's picture and what they're doing, whether it's career, professionally, or personally, we can't assume that.
Totally.
Anything.
Totally, right? We're comparing like ourselves, like our kind of messy middle and things, to someone's like highlight reel, right? Mm-hmm. And so we don't know all of those little steps or things that didn't happen that led them there, or the, you know, I'm using quotations here because I don't really believe in this, but like their failures, which is really just their pivots. Like, mm-hmm. no, I tried this out, but it didn't really fit. So now I'm going to kind of like go in that direction. Mm. Right. So we compare ourselves to that, and we don't know the full picture, the full story, the full journey. So I do love that more and more people are sharing that now. So we are really getting to see that, and that it really isn't linear, and that this really is a journey, and every part of it is valuable.
I am with you on the failure part. I don't believe in it as well, because I think if we don't try anything, then we don't allow ourselves to be innovative and creative. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes us amazing as individuals, because each individual is different. And when we try something new, even though it doesn't work, the fact that we're trying it is something that we could say, well, at least I tried it and I gave it a go, rather than looking back 5 years from now saying, I wish I had done that. And then talked about assuming before, then we'd be assuming, well, what if I did it, maybe I would be here, or maybe I'd be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And we don't want, like, life isn't about that. We don't want to get to that later years in life. And I've worked with people at this stage where it's like, they regret the things that they didn't do, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, we have these opportunities now. It's like, why not try it? But we're so great at talking ourselves out of it, out of things, instead of being like, well, what if it's possible? Like, well, how could I actually do this? You know? Mm-hmm. And myself, oh my goodness, at like 30, I guess I was like 38 or 39. And I felt exactly that, like just what you said of, okay, well, I've checked off all the boxes, you know, I've done everything I was supposed to do, but it doesn't feel like how I thought it would. And I was like, well, this is it. You know, I'm too old now to change, to pivot, to try something new. And by those beliefs, my world just became so, so small. I was really limiting myself. Yeah.
So Jody, what would you say are the keys in your mind to reframing our mindset?
Great question. So I think one of the keys would definitely be to rewrite your story. It goes on kind of what we just talked about, of not looking at what I don't have, but like, what do I actually bring to the table? You know, what are the areas that light me up, the things that I'm really good at, the things that I love doing, and my experiences, and how can I bring that into what I want to do next, right? Like for me, if I just said I'm just a nurse, but I'm not, like there's so much that goes into nursing and so many transferable skills that I can use elsewhere, and that now I use to work with leaders, right? Whereas at one point it was like, well, I was never an executive. So who am I to coach executives? But I have so much and a different lens to bring. So I think rewriting those stories are key, you know, finding just your talents and your strengths and really embracing those and utilizing those, which again is just like your unique value proposition.
Right.
Right. Which is something I never would have thought about before. But now I just love that. And we all bring something really unique and creative. And the more that we can tap into that imagination and creativity and bring it to life, then yeah, the more abundant we are, the more solutions, like we're able to offer solutions to things that we may not have seen. And then too, I guess it goes back to kind of what we talked about too, about even just the surfing and facing our fears. It's like, it's just take action, you know, go back to being a kid and just allow yourself to be curious and play and you know, like what are those little small steps or small things that you can do that kind of start leading you into maybe it's a different direction. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just being a better leader, the leader that you want to be. Maybe you're kind of, I've worked with leaders around that where they're just not quite the leader that they know that they're capable of being and that what they want to be. So it's just creating that vision and that image and start taking the steps towards that.
I think communication is key. So you mentioned that you were working in the health industry. And you really had to be an amazing communicator. So I know that, because communication is key in pretty much any profession that you do. So if you can't communicate very well, then you're going to run into some issues from time to time. So I think that is super key to anything or any aspect of our careers. And you mentioned just a few seconds ago about leaders you were working with saying that they're wanting to learn more. And I think that that is admirable for leaders to be wanting to do that, because I am very similar to that. I'm always wanting to learn, always wanting to grow, and always wanting to learn something new. And that's why I do have these conversations like we are today, because there's always something that you take from each conversation and each episode that I do. If you're doing that, if you're continuously doing that, then the growth potential is insurmountable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that I was thinking of just when you were talking about communication was just this idea of, you know, we're all kind of selling ourselves, right? In every way and everything that we do. And when we can own our experiences and who we are, like really fully, and use that as a strength, as not something that's lacking, but really just as a strength, and bring more of that forward. Because there's people, like I think of people, even just myself, of just this journey of learning to bring my own unique value proposition and how that nursing, because I've at times tried to disassociate or pretend that it almost didn't even happen, where now I'm really learning to own that and what it brings. Mm-hmm. But there are people that are thriving because they own that, and they're not trying to be someone else or trying to be what people think that they want or what they need, right? They're just owning their experience and selling it and communicating it very clearly.
That totally makes 100% sense, for sure. If you own it, then things are going to be a lot easier for you, for sure. Jody, if I ask you about leaders or people that you were working with, do you think that they have trouble or difficulty dealing with their background or wondering if it's holding them back?
I do see this in some, yes.
Okay.
I do see this in some. And so, yeah, I think one of the things that we do most often is looking at that, like, okay, what are these unique things that you bring to the table? And then also, like, where do you want to be, and how do we really bring that forward and sort of build on that? You know, because it's like a little bit of an imposter syndrome, right? I think we all kind of have that. And there's different ways of looking at that. But the more that we own these strengths and these experiences, the more authentic we are. And that's what we want in leaders, right? Is real authenticity and what you bring.
Yeah. Like you said, that key word there is authentic. We want ourselves to be real. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be pretend. So many people have heard me talk about this so many times. I'd rather be somebody that is looked at like, oh my God, Andrew is the same person in any situation. I'd rather be looked at that way than he's good in this situation, but put him in this situation and it's a totally different ball game, right? So you want to be known in a particular way or for a particular personality. And I think when you're authentic, then that happens.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how can your background, including your diverse experiences and perspectives, be a powerful asset in your career?
And so I guess I think of this differently, right? I think of it, one, because lately a lot of people have been coming to me and they're looking for pivots, right? They're like, okay, well, I've done this, you know, my whole life, but now I'm ready for a reinvention. I'm ready for something different. And so, so I think about that. And I think about how it's interesting too, like the different experiences, like nursing, for example, to coaching, right? And how that curiosity, these skills that I can bring into executives, right? Like communication from healthcare and working with people in like crisis situations, right? When you bring that into a work environment, nothing really feels as life or death as in the hospital, right? So it's a different perspective on communication. And I love this. I love this like cross-industry innovation, right? And I think it's great. Like, how can you take these transferable skills and bring them somewhere else and like bring in curiosity, different solutions, a different way of looking at things. So I think that's one way of taking your background and looking at it differently, like not the, well, I don't have this, like I'm missing this, or I don't have these credentials, or I don't have this, you know, years of experience. So I think we're going to be seeing more and more of that, which I love. And then if you're thinking of just bringing that just with your leadership too, of how that went, again, I feel like I am kind of repeating myself here, but the more that you own this stuff, the better that you show up, the more confident that you are, the more authentic you are, the better you are able to communicate, problem solve, adapt, be flexible. right? I think in different situations. Yeah, those are some of the things that I think about right now. You know, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I love everything that you're saying there. And as you're talking, it's making me think of, so I'll give you a scenario. We'll use your nursing background, a healthcare background. Somebody comes from another country. Mm-hmm. And they have similar skills that you have, but their skills are not recognized in Canada because of where they're coming from. But they still have those same skills and they have that background, but they also have different ways of doing things, right? And I'm not saying necessarily that they're right or wrong ways, but they just have a different way of doing things or looking at things or mm-hmm. working in that in a certain environment or dealing with certain people or the way that they communicate is different than others. So it, as you're talking, it's so different to me. I'm not saying necessarily take verbatim what that person is saying, but I think you mentioned the word communication as well. I'm going to say we definitely have to communicate these ideas or be willing to communicate these ideas in order to work together and have a cohesive unit.
Absolutely. And as you say that, I think back to just having that confidence mm-hmm. and again, this like self-trust, right? Self-trust, mm-hmm. just throwing out these ideas. I think oftentimes, you know, some of these best ideas and creative solutions are just hiding in someone's brain right now because they don't have the confidence or the voice to express it or to speak up or trust these intuitive nudges that they're getting. So I think that plays into that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love for people to be able to feel more confident to speak up.
Mm-hmm. Jody, as we're talking, I've kind of thought about this. What is the future looking like for people who are looking at their backgrounds and wondering if it's going to hold them back? How do you foresee that?
Yeah, my hope is that I do think we're kind of in the messy middle in the world right now. Like there is a major shift happening. And I do think we are going to see more and more people doing kind of those reinventions, those midlife or whatever point, like reinventions and really just looking at their backgrounds differently. Right? Not again from lack or what I'm missing or who am I to do this, but like, what do I bring to the table? Like, what are those experiences that I've had, these lessons that I've learned along the way, these skills that I've developed, and how can I take that in? What do I really want? Like, what would I love to do? What impact do I want to make? And really step into that. Yeah, that's kind of what I see.
Yeah. And I think it's important that we do that. If we're not happy with what we're doing, it's so important, and not just for our personal lives, but our professional lives as well, because if we're not happy, then everything is affected. Everything in our circle is affected. So your work life is affected. You're going to work. You're not happy. Your production or your work is suffering. You're going home. You're agitated. You're not patient. Everybody around you is kind of like walking on eggshells because they're not sure like what to say to you or how to treat the situation or how to help for that matter. So I think we just have to have those conversations mm-hmm. when we're feeling that we're stuck. And I think if we do, then I think then it'll kind of help us to determine what's next. And we're not going to figure it out like in a second, but just the start of having that conversation is key mm-hmm. to developing our futures and what's going to happen.
Absolutely. When you say that, it makes me think of too, of just the COVID experience and the shift mm-hmm. that happened there and the awareness of like, well, we don't have a home self and mm-hmm. a work self, right? Like we mm-hmm. are one person and how we show up at work and the work that we do influences our home and vice versa, right? Like I mm-hmm. think those lines really were broken down there. And another thing that I think of too is just that self-awareness piece, right? When we're stuck and it's just greater self-awareness. And really the best thing that you can do is really just to get to know and understand yourself. And for me, it was a process, right? Like one, I had this nudge for coaching for years, like, but I kept ignoring it and I explored different things. Like there's so many great assessments out there to help you really understand who you are and like, what are the strengths that you bring? And I see this in people that I work with too, like they don't really know what they want. And it takes time of like, asking yourself these questions and looking back at your life of like, okay, well, what did really excite me? What do I love to do? You know, where are times when people really said like, hey, that seems really easy to you. Like, or you look like you really love that, right? Looking at all of these. So it does take time to kind of connect all the dots and decide what that reinvention is. And I don't always want to talk about reinvention either, because there's some people who they do really love their work. And it's just, how can you, again, just be even better? Have that self-awareness piece to even just really grow and develop as a leader, mm-hmm. right? Own your leadership.
And you talked about just a second ago about doing these assessments to see where you're at and get ideas. I think some people are afraid to do those assessments because during that process, they're getting that feedback and it's making them feel uncomfortable. And then they start to kind of think and they're afraid that, oh, they're going to start thinking negatively about themselves. So they figure like, okay, I'll just leave it. I don't want to delve into that. I don't want to open up this can of worms. I'll just leave it the way that it is. And if they decide that that's what they want to do, then that's okay. But when you're taking a deep dive into what really makes you do what you do and the passion that you have for it and puts a smile, like since we've been, the listeners can't see it, but since we've been talking, Jody, you've been smiling the whole time talking about what you do. And for me, that is super important. When you can smile when you're talking about what you're doing, then you're going to give your all and everything that you have, your heart and soul into what you're doing.
Absolutely. Right. And that just ripples out and impacts like everyone around you. And that's what I would just love more people to just be in that. And just same with you too, when we began this conversation and you're, you know, saying you're losing track of time and because you're just so in the zone and doing, you know, what you love to do. Right. Mm-hmm. So I just think if we could all be in that place, right? Like it impacts our health, it impacts our wealth, it impacts our relationships. Mm-hmm. So that's really just what gets me excited and what I love to help people build in their life.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So in closing, Jody, what is one takeaway that you'd like our audience to get from this episode?
That's a great question. So, well, I guess it really is, you know, the topic of that your background really isn't holding you back, but it's your beliefs about it. Right? Everything stems back to our beliefs. And so if you really just look at that and reframe your beliefs and look at your background, as we said, and really just find what makes you unique and your value, because that's your superpower. We don't want a cookie cutter. We don't want cookie cutter people. We want what makes you you. And so really just like amplify that.
Some great words there for sure. I'd like to take the time to let everybody know that if you're interested in following this podcast and this episode, like, share, and follow not only this episode, but each episode of Let's Be Diverse, you'll get some great takeaways, some great advice, and you're going to have the opportunity to listen to some great guests like we did with Jody here today. I also wanted to take the time to thank you for coming on today, Jody. I just admire your exceptional work ethic, your insightful views, and your supportive nature. I just think you're such an amazing human, and I've just enjoyed not only connecting with you, but getting to know you, and I hope that we continue to do so as well.
Likewise, I can say the same about you, and thank you so much. It was a real honor to be here, and I loved our conversation today and getting to know you and seeing your journey and being a part of it, and look forward to that continuing. So thank you.
I appreciate that. On behalf of myself and my guest, Jody, I'd like to thank you all for listening today. And until next time, be safe. And remember, everyone, that if we all work together, we can accomplish anything.
You have been listening to Let's Be Diverse with Andrew Stone. To stay up to date with future content, hit subscribe.